thought the book was closed on the collective bargaining law, on the voter ID law, on the Republican redistricting map, or on the way Wisconsin wages recalls? Think again. There are multiple lawsuits pending on each of those issues in state and federal court. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says it's a reflection of modern Wisconsin politics, where the laws that are passed are no longer a product of compromise.
When you've got an environment which we're talking about in Wisconsin, which is really a take-no-prisoners, scorched-earth policies, win at all cost. You know, you could use all sorts of warfare analogies here. If you can't win in this environment, you shift to the courts, or you try some other legal approach to the solution.
Unions immediately shifted to the courts in their fight against the collective bargaining law. The day after the state Supreme Court dismissed one lawsuit against the plan, AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Stephanie Bloomingdale announced from the Capitol Rotunda that unions would file another lawsuit in federal court.
This is an affront to our democracy, and we must challenge this. We are compelled to challenge this in federal court. We will fight on the streets, and we will fight in the districts, and we will fight in court.
Unions allege the law violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, since it makes it hard for most public employees to unionize, but protects the bargaining rights of police and firefighters. Other unions have filed a similar challenge in state court. And there are at least three lawsuits challenging another major Republican initiative requiring a photo ID to vote. Republicans say the law will make elections secure, but Democrats fear it will disenfranchise voters who support them. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says you could plausibly see it drive down turnout by 10 to 20,000 voters.
That could well be the plurality that would mean a Republican wins in a statewide recall instead of a Democrat.
Which is why Lee says the stakes in the voter ID lawsuit are so high. Democrats and their allies have also filed multiple suits against a Republican redistricting map, which Milwaukee Democrat and redistricting expert Fred Kessler described this way on the assembly floor last summer.
Dump all the Democrats into a small handful of districts and then leave the rest so that the Republicans can have control.
Oddly enough, Republicans are also challenging the map. Last year, New Berlin Senator Mary Lozick tried to pass a law that said the map would take effect for any 2012 state Senate recall elections.
This legislation is very, very necessary to clear that up for all of the voters in Wisconsin, to give them the rights that they deserve.
Lozick's colleagues in the legislature didn't see it that way, but now Republicans are pushing for the same result in state court. Professor Lee says it's a noteworthy step from a political party that has traditionally campaigned against activist judges.
It turns out that the definition of activist judges is in the eye of the beholder, because some of the lawsuits that come from Republicans are essentially asking judges to be activists.
There's a hearing scheduled this week for another Republican lawsuit, this one filed by Governor Walker's campaign, that would force the Government Accountability Board to strike duplicate names on recall petitions. And in a sign that these fights just keep going, Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan filed a motion late Friday to reopen the collective bargaining case the Supreme Court struck down last summer. Ozan contends Justice Michael Gableman should have recused himself in that case, since it was argued by a law firm that gave him free legal representation. The DA wants a do-over. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.